You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game, and today we're going to be talking about focus on what's in front of you. This is my mantra. I always used to think about things in the past and the future, and whenever I started doing that, I was really never getting stuff done. So I wanted to talk about this because as an entrepreneur or as a young professional or just a professional trying to quit your full-time job or taking your life to the next level, you're gonna have to face a lot of adversities. You're gonna have a lot of things on your plate every single day. So this is literally the most important thing you can take away from this entire podcast, all right? So before we get started, can you please share this episode with someone that you know may be a bit overwhelmed, because it will help them 100%. Trust me if I tell you, Game Changers, they will, again, love you for it. And you guys will have something to talk about that will bring you forward in life. Point number one, your mind likes to wander, but you're here in the present moment. Think about this, Game Changers. If you're playing a sport, okay, you're playing tennis, for example, and you're playing, but while you're playing, you're thinking about something else. You're thinking about what to eat at night. You're thinking about the conversation you had with someone else. Do you think you're going to play a good game, especially if you're playing against someone that it's focused and in the moment? You're definitely going to lose, no matter how good you are. And this is so obvious when we do sports or other types of activities, but it's not as obvious when we're doing, you know, work at a desk or work on our business, because we think that the more we're able to think about different things, the better we're going to keep track of them. But that's absolutely wrong, 100%. As a matter of fact, whenever you see someone skiing, for example, and that's when they say they achieve a state of flow. And the reason why you achieve a state of flow is because you need to be 100% absorbed with the task at hand if you want to basically not fall off a cliff, right? Point number two. When you dedicate your attention to the task at hand, you have full control of your actions. Game Changers, think about this. The more you think about other things when you're working, the worse the quality of your work will be. And if you're trying to start a business, if you are trying to do anything in life, if your quality, the quality of your work is not good, that's going to stick with you. That is going to be your brand. If people want to buy from you, they will look at your work, they'll say, you know what, forget about this, and they're not going to give you a second chance. All people need is one reason not to like you or not to like your work, and there's plenty of other businesses or people out there that can provide better quality work. So that is one of the reasons why. But the point number three, which is actually something that really kind of crosses paths with mental health, is that being present helps you stay focused and reduces stress and anxiety. A lot of people don't realize that the reason why they're stressed out and anxious is because in their head, they want something from life, but then in reality, they're doing something completely different. I remember I used to get stressed out when I decided that I wanted to quit playing electronic music in clubs in Toronto, and my life was going to change, and I didn't want to, you know, do things at nighttime, but I still had quite a few shows booked, so I still had to go out there, stay up all night, play music that I wasn't interested in seeing people that I honestly didn't have anything in common with anymore. And during that period of time, I remember feeling anxious. Anytime that I left the house and I was there, I had this feeling of saying to myself, I shouldn't be here. I want to be somewhere else. I'm doing this against my will. This is not what I want to be doing right now. And when you start talking like that to yourself, when you start having those thoughts, it produces anxiety, because your body says, there's something wrong. There's something that's not right going on right now. And again, stress, like amounts of stress over time will produce anxiety. Anxiety and stress together will start causing depression. And the last thing you want is to be depressed because of your own choices. Always remember that you have full control of your choices if you stay in the moment. So I hope you enjoyed this very short episode of Up Your Game, where I showed you how to do great work, how to be more relaxed, and how to avoid stress and anxiety. And until next time, up your game.